Do orangutans hiss?
Do they?
I think she hisses.
Hiss?
Kind of, she goes at the end of it. Don't they go wah! Like that? Okay, Matt. I was trying to be an orangutan.
Trying to think of Planet of the Apes because I've seen that in the and they all talk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he hissed.
No, I don't think they hiss.
But they have language.
Obviously. They
according to Planet of the Apes.
What was that noise? I don't think they do that.
Sounds like a cobra. Now, that's something you don't want to run into in the wild. Cobra.
No, you don't.
They'll kill you.
Again, we have various causes because you know what makes good radio? Passion.
Yeah.
And we want to go to spring training, and we also want to find the monkeys.
We do want to find the monkeys. Maybe they are in spring training.
Now,
maybe they have gotten an early start.
I don't think so. I don't
think
these
two, Florida.
I don't think these two stories are related.
Oh.
The goat was last seen walking north on Union Boulevard.
Somebody has eaten that goat by now.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or they have it in their backyard mowing the lawn.
Have you had goat before? I've had goat.
I don't know. Well, I've had goat cheese, goat milk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I've had. But I've never eaten actual goat meat, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Would you?
I have.
Oh, you have. You have.
I didn't
right.
know it was goat. Mm. Some neighbors brought over
was
some.
Was it gamey?
No, it's so good.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It's in rice, and they have all these spices.
Okay, so now you have just invited people to capture that goat and eat it.
No, not technically.
No? Okay.
I think they raised their own goat because our neighbors would bring the food over, and we always knew we were getting food because you could hear their goat bleating.
Bleat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was bleating, and then when it stopped, we knew within a day or two we were going to get some of that rice
oh.
and meat.
I haven't heard the goat in a couple of days.
No, I'm not even
Ding
joking.
Dong. Hey, my brother brought
would be
food.
Like, my brother would be like, I haven't heard the goat in a couple of days.
Oh, no.
It was so good, though. Their mom would make it.
As you may have heard, and this has been, you just heard the news just now. It's been international news that there are these vervet monkeys that were spotted at the end of last week on Thursday, just roaming about northern St. Louis. And nobody knows where they came from. Nobody knows who owns these monkeys, how they got loose, mm-hmm. how many of them there are, but we know there are multiple monkeys. That's what we know.
Yeah.
And apparently, the search for these monkeys has made things a little more difficult, Amy.
Okay.
Because of artificial intelligence. Because people have been creating photos.
I know someone who did it.
Who made a photo?
Julie Tristan.
Oh, she did.
Has three monkeys in the studio at 102.5, the Christmas station. She used AI to put the three monkeys in her studio. I bet that confused the cops. I bet they thought, oh, phew, we found the monkeys. They're at 102.5.
People are calling authorities and saying, I have found the monkeys. I have a photo of the monkeys. Mm-hmm. Here it is. And then they are fake photos. They're artificial intelligence created photos, which means we're getting false tips. And all false tips do is they end up straining our resources. And we have every resource in the city working on this case.
Do we? I feel like if we did, we would have found them by now. Did they ever comb the area? Like on a grid? You know how you do
that? I know
that?
You asked that question yesterday. I don't know.
Like you make a grid and then you check it off.
There's got to be a monkey trap. Like what does a monkey trap look like?
Probably has a banana on it. Maybe.
Do they even really eat bananas, or do we just make that up?
I'm not exactly sure. Do you remember the monkeys?
The band?
No. In Thailand, and they were using these monkeys to get coconuts. I don't think they were treating the monkeys very nicely.
No.
Because they were saying, don't drink coconut milk.
You can train a monkey to be a pickpocket.
That is true. Well, if you can train a monkey to pick coconuts, you can train a monkey to pick pockets.
And they get away fast.
Yeah,
like there's nothing you can do if you're a tourist.
I had a friend have her phone stolen by a monkey in Spain.
Did she get it back?
I don't think so.
Really? It just
because they're all over in Spain.
Oh, that's just awful.
Yeah. So I do want to. I think this is a PSA though. Maybe. So here's the thing: it's illegal to have monkeys in the city of St. Louis. However. If you are the criminal that has these monkeys. They're your monkeys, and you were maybe not paying attention, and you left the door unlocked, and the monkeys got out.
Right.
But you can't say, those are my monkeys.
You cannot, because you're in trouble.
You're afraid you're going to jail. The St. Louis Health Department said today that charges will be waived for anyone turning in the vervet monkey. You're not going to get in trouble.
Is that in writing, though? Would you trust it?
Well, in a press conference, the Environmental Health Bureau chief with the St. Louis Department of Health said the search for the monkeys is ongoing, and they're trying to figure out how the animals got to St. Louis and see if the city's wild animal ordinance was violated. But then they said enforcement of that ordinance would be waived for anyone who comes forward and turns a monkey in.
Well, I think
wait a minute. If you're turning the monkey in, it doesn't mean that was your monkey. Why would you get in trouble for turning in a monkey? Maybe the monkeys got back, you mean? Maybe they're home?
They go back home. Unless they really wanted to get out.
I didn't even think about that.
They do say the monkeys are intelligent, social. They may be unpredictable or aggressive under stress, like the rest of us.
But they're not saying, because we don't know where these monkies came from, we don't know if
they're test monkeys. Lab monkeys.
Yes, yeah. I do.
You want to know if they have the rage virus?
Well, the rage virus, or, you know, maybe they're just really good at math. I don't know. Maybe they have makeup on.
Do we like it or do we not like it that St. Louis tends to be in national news for really dumb things? Like, this is not the kind of thing that we want people to talk about St. Louis around the country and around the world. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to talk about how you're going to get murdered if you
homicide.
Go there. We don't want them to...
Venereal disease.
We don't want to talk about STDs.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody says venereal disease anymore.
I think that's what it's called.
Not anymore. We don't want people to talk about that.
Perineum venereal?
No. We don't want anybody to talk about that. We don't want anybody to talk about the fact that there are monkeys on the loose. We want them to celebrate. Oh, look at the great stuff there is to do there. Look at the museums. They're all wonderful. The zoo is free. And when now people think of St. Louis and you say the zoo is free, they're going to say, well, yeah, the whole area is a zoo because there are monkeys running on the loose. There are bears roaming the area. There's a bull that's roaming town. Then we have cows on the loose at one point and horses. So if you think about it, St. Louis is the largest free zoo in the world because all the animals are just running wild. We have all the wildlife. There's probably a zebra running down Market Street right now.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted because John's watching.
As you usually do.
Well, John's watching on Facebook and he gave a fact that is true. If you happen to find the monkey and you're not sure. You're not sure if it's the vervet monkey. Male vervet monkeys have a distinctive, brightly colored blue scrotum.
Is that true? Oh! I don't even know if that's true or not.
I think it's true.
We can't just let people post
things.
No, it's
true. I Googled it first.
Oh, they got blue balls. These monkeys? The monkeys have that? I didn't know that was a thing at all. Okay.
Okay. It's a visual sign of the social status.
I didn't know that.
And the more intense, vibrant blue indicating higher dominance and attractiveness to female. Although they're not exactly sure how that works.
So artificial intelligence, again, is making the search for these monkeys a lot more difficult because people are sending in these fake photos and saying that they have seen them. I know where they are. Here they are. Here's a photo of them. Come get them. And it's not real. It's AI. That's sort of like how everything is right now. Anytime I see anything on social media, Twitter or Instagram, there's a video. One of the things lately I've been seeing are videos of ICE arrests. And this is sort of a serious thing, but, you know, and they're just manhandling people. And it doesn't look like the way they should be doing it, I suppose. And I always think, okay, is this real, though? Or is this an AI video? And a lot of times it is real. But it makes you question everything you see. We have had Photoshop for a long time. Photoshop has been around forever, it feels like. But this AI stuff has taken it to a much greater level where you really, the skepticism is so high now
and
that I don't really know what I'm looking at.
No, you know, this was before AI was ubiquitous because we talked about this with Charlie Brennan, how we were moving into a post-truth society, partly because people are just believing what they want to believe and they're in silos and you can just change your story and pretend like your past doesn't exist. I don't know. It's just, it's happening. And so with the advent of AI and as it becomes increasingly difficult to know what is visually AI or maybe even audio AI, it's really scary. The first thing I do when I see a video that seems crazy is look at the comments to see if someone says this is AI.
I do
and
too.
Then once you see that, then you have to verify and see
really
if there's
look.
A link because some people will just say this is AI when you know it's not AI. Because either they think it is or it's just trolling where everything's AI. And I will say I have to go to some kind of trusted source, you know, whether it's a news source or a reporter or someone with firsthand experience or who an eyewitness, because you can't know. I can't tell. They say younger kids, like, what would it be, Gen Alpha, can tell. They have a sharper eye when it comes to what's AI and what's not. I don't know if that's true. I've heard that and how kids are able to discern it. And better
I don't
than
know
we
if it
can.
Is. I mean, maybe for some people who are using it more. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But it is scary.
And, you know, as we have discussed many times, AI can be wrong even in the simplest of things. It's not to say there aren't uses for it, good uses for it, because there are. This is not, I mean, I guess this is kind of a fun use for it, though if you're confusing authorities and animal control and, you know, taking resources away to go chase a bad lead to get these monkeys, because, you know, in all seriousness, they need to be caught because we don't know what the deal is with them, that they might have some kind of disease that has to be fixed. But artificial intelligence in general, and I'm thinking of just something that happened about an hour ago. When I was, I could not remember off the top of my head what the NHL trade deadline was. And I knew we were going to talk to Jacob Sarsosimo about it. So I Googled it, you know, NHL trade deadline. And Google in the past will just give you, here you go, here's the results. But the artificial intelligence program they have called Gemini said it is January 10th of 2026. It is not January 10th. It is almost 2 months after that. That is so wrong, but it's the first result you got. And it's a small thing. You know, it's only the NHL trade deadline. It's not the kind of thing you're going to lose your mind over. But if you Google something and you expect a good result and you get something back like that, that is way wrong. How many other things is it wrong about?
And you, like you said, you Googled something you know. Or have an idea of. And I did that with the Cardinals. I did that live on air where I Googled who was starting for the Cardinals. And Gemini said Paul Goldschmidt, Matt Carpenter, which was a surprise because that was this past September. But like you said, not only what if you do if it's an area where you don't have knowledge or you don't have any expertise. And even if you do have expertise, the more specific you get, the more dangerous AI is. I talked about this with Jonah Goldberg, how he has all of Friedrich Hayek's books. And he was looking for a specific quote. And he Googled it. And Gemini, or this was ChatGPT, which is supposed to be better than Gemini. ChatGPT gave him a quote that was not real. And he's told ChatGPT, this is not a real Friedrich Hayek quote. It's not in this book. I have the book. And it's like, oh, thank you for informing me. And he said, I want verified quotes only. And they would still give him wrong quotes. And I'm thinking, how would you ever know that Friedrich Hayek, unless you are insane and you have all of his books and you've studied his books and you know what's in his books, how would you know that's not a Hayek quote, especially if it sounds close to something he would say?
And that's why you have to be careful with AI, with the results. You have to check, double check, and maybe even triple check. Robert, watching on YouTube, says, doesn't Jerry Kelly have a service for trapping monkeys? Yes, that's it is weird. Jerry Kelly Heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing, and monkey trapping.
Yes.
So they are doing everything now.
Nothing they don't do.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We will talk to Greg Damon, our auto expert here at KMOX, at the bottom of the hour. He has some thoughts on the state of Missouri potentially getting rid of safety inspections for vehicles. A lot of people are applauding it. It's one less thing you have to do. We'll see what Greg Damon says about that Again, coming up just after 11:30 on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You have a question, Ronj?
You have a big time question.
So this is from Fox 2. I'm on Fox 2 now. Our partner is over there. Mm-hmm. This was published 20 minutes ago, 11:04 a.m. The St. Louis Department of Health has called off its search for an unknown number of monkeys said to be roaming around the city. Continues. On Monday, January 12th, the city shifted its efforts from investigation to enforcement of its wild animal ordinance, according to the Health Department's Environmental Health Bureau chief.
Maybe this is a semantics thing, because it doesn't sound like they're not interested in where the monkeys are, like they are, but maybe they're not out there looking
That's
for
what
them.
It sounds like.
But they're asking people to let them mm-hmm. know where they might be. So they are still searching for them.
Yes.
Right?
Well, no, they're not out there searching.
But they still,
if you have
they want to know where they are.
They want to know where they are. And that's right. why they said that they're not going to charge anyone who brings the monkeys forward, because yeah. maybe they're saying, hey, the monkeys went home. Just bring the monkeys to the law enforcement, health officials, and you won't get in trouble.
Don't bring it. And if they're your monkeys, but don't go catch them. They don't want people to capture them.
It actually says that the monkeys will probably run away from adults, but may become aggressive with little children and dogs.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
No.
You don't want monkeys to fight you.
In other fun news, Six Flags. That's fun. But the owner of Six Flags might be selling the theme park. Six Flags St. Louis, I should say, as part of a broader sale of some of its attractions. This is according to federal filings. The Six Flags Entertainment Corporation is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was formed by the 2024 merger of the theme park chains Six Flags and Cedar Fair. Now, do we know any update? Because I thought Travis Kelce wanted to buy Six Flags.
That was out there, but they have filed for federal trademark protection on a bunch of new names for some of the existing theme parks under a new brand called Enchanted Parks. Okay, so it would no longer be Six Flags. It would be named something else under the Enchanted Parks umbrella.
Didn't Six Flags start losing money as soon as they got rid of that dancing bald guy?
What?
The old man who danced
I know what you're talking about.
I feel like Six Flags was doing great. Then that guy went away, and all you've heard about is just a decline since then.
Well, it's a Florida company that is filing for all of these different trademarks for what they would possibly call, for example, Enchanted Park St. Louis.
Boring. I like Six Flags. Ronj, when was the last time you went to Six Flags?
When I worked for the sports station, we had to do a remote there a couple times.
Okay. I was going to say,
we were out in the, just kind of on the, just on the on a walkway, just out in the park.
Hmm.
We were kind of by the Rush Street Flyer. I don't know what it's called now.
Oh, yeah.
But we were sort of by that. It was really hot. And you know how the walkways are that blacktop, you know, the tar, whatever it's called. And we had these metal chairs, and the chairs were melting through the tar because it was so hot.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross.
It was very gross.
Matt strikes me as the kind of guy that would go to Six Flags frequently.
I went not too long ago.
Did you?
You strike me as a Six Flags guy.
Did you go?
It's cute.
By yourself?
No, I went with some friends. This was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But before that time, it had been, I don't know, 10-plus years. It's just, man, you when you go as an adult, you kind of see how like run down it is. Like as a kid, it seems like the coolest place ever. But then since going as a kid, I've gone to like Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and that place is like immaculate.
It is immaculate.
You don't see trash anything or anything on the streets or on the sidewalks. You don't see like weeds or anything. And you really notice that at Six Flags.
Oh,
like,
really? That's so sad.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, Disney's got infinite money, so they can do that sort of thing. But like, you're waiting in line for the Six Flags rides, and it's not like, you know, the queue is not themed for the ride every time. It's like you're just snaking back and forth underneath the ride. There's just loud, like wooden metal structures. Like it's just not very, I don't know, clean or fun anymore. It's kind of reminded me more of a carnival now.
No, it's not that bad.
A terrible commercial. Damn. Six Flags.
It's now, just, the Chris and Amy show sponsored by Enchanted Park St. Louis. Don't go there. It stinks.
It lost the magic, I'll say.
I will say the last time I went there, I went only for a concert because my sister won some, I don't know, contest where you got to sing a song before a concert at the Old Glory Amphitheater. Did you know that place can hold 10,000 people?
My parents tell me about all the great concerts they saw at Six
Flags. So my sister sang in front of 10,000 people because it was like a sellout at Old Glory Amphitheater.
It's probably 10,000 maniacs. Could you think of, I don't know where the Old Glory Amphitheater is.
In
I can't
back.
Visualize it.
Picture the Screaming Eagle and then go further back.
Okay.
My dad tells me he saw the Starlight Vocal Band there, which they sing.
What the hell was
that?
Afternoon Delight.
Oh.
I thought that was a rap song.
Afternoon Delight.
Gonna find my
baby. No, that's
baby
Rapper's
gonna...
Delight.
Oh, my.
Amy. This lady. Are vehicle safety inspections a good idea? In Missouri.
Yes.
Should we have them or should we not?
Like
because there's a legislator that wants to get rid of them. And the state might go that direction. Greg Damon, auto expert here at KMOX and general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles, will join us to tell us what he thinks when we come back. Well, there is a proposal here in the Missouri legislature that may do away with vehicle safety inspections. There is a requirement right now, as you all know. Those of you that live in the state, for drivers, and it's seen as a bit of an inconvenience. To talk about that with us and whether or not it's a good idea or a bad one, or maybe somewhere in the middle, Greg Damon, he is the auto expert for KMOX and general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. Greg, what's up?
How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the little Motley Crue intro for me.
Hey. That was just for you. Pajeski knew that you wanted it. Yeah. So would this be, first of all, what would it look like if they're completely done away with? Does that mean there are no any kind of requirements at all? And would it be a good or a bad idea to do it?
Well, let me start off by saying, first off, if they do eliminate the safety inspection, you're still going to have your emission inspection. That's a federal law, and we get federal money for it. So either way, the emission inspection will have to be performed. Now, again, the emission is only good for the four counties around St. Louis and also the three counties around Kansas City. The middle of the state does not have to do any emission testing whatsoever.
So I think with the emissions test, when people think of, like, you know, getting your tags renewed, it's always the emissions test that seems like such a pain. And yet, when I read the vehicle safety inspection, I think subconsciously I absorbed that as the emissions test. But like you said, two totally separate things. I feel like most people complain about the emissions test because isn't the safety inspection kind of important?
Well, absolutely. It's 100% important. You know, the... As of the law is written right now, if you have a vehicle that is 10 years or newer or less than 150,000 miles, you do not have to perform a safety inspection. You still have to perform your emission inspection, but you do not have to perform a safety inspection. And for folks out there that maybe go to a quick oil change place or really don't have a regular auto mechanic, auto technician that looks at their vehicle, they may not be getting their cars checked out. We see all sorts of stuff that is wrong with vehicles, you know, anywhere from 40, 50, 60 on up to, you know, over 100,000 miles that need to be changed. And some of these folks don't know anything that's going on with their car. But you can imagine if you had 150,000 miles on your car, all the stuff that could be wrong with it because you're not required to have a safety inspection.
You know, Greg, I had this example yesterday, believe it or not. I took my car in for an oil change, and the check engine light came on that morning as I pulled into work. Thankfully, it wasn't the blinking check engine light, because I think that's the bad one. And Matt Pajeski over here asked if my engine light was blinking, and it wasn't. It was just a steady on. But I got my car checked out. And as it turned out, my brakes were like almost grinding on both the front and back. And the guy said, listen, your brakes are in bad shape. And also, you won't pass the safety inspection unless we take care of this. And I'm really grateful we had that.
Well, absolutely. 100%. You know, let's just start off. It's an inconvenience to bring your car in to have it repaired. You know, it's tough. You have to sometimes find a ride. You know, with parts acquisition, maybe down for a couple days. You really don't know what's going on. It's expensive. It's an inconvenience. It's an inconvenience for everybody. But for peace of mind to have that safety inspection, for me, you know, when I think of my sons driving on the road, I want them to be safe. Not only that, but the car next to them, I want that to be safe as well. I don't want something breaking down on my family's car, and I don't want something breaking down on the guy next to him on the highway that maybe possibly run into them. So that's really for us where the safety inspection come in. I wish people could come here and spend a week and see the kind of stuff that we see that is defective on cars. It's really kind of eye-opening as to what can go bad, when it goes bad, and the damage that it can cause. Not only that, it's $12. It's $12 to have a safety inspection. I mean, for $12, wouldn't you want to have a peace of mind?
I think so. Greg Damon, auto expert, is with us here on KMOX. We need to take a pause from this for just a moment, Greg, so hold on, because we have some breaking news as it pertains to the St. Louis Cardinals. They have made a trade. Tom Ackerman, sports director, is in from the sports office. Tom, what do we have?
Well, it feels like this has been 2 years in the making. It hasn't been that long, but it feels like that. Nolan Arenado has been traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. That is a report from ESPN's Jeff Passan, although Katie Wu was the first to report that the Diamondbacks were in serious discussions to acquire Arenado. We've connected the dots with Arenado with a number of teams through the years. In fact, last year he was close to a deal with the Astros. Cardinals had a deal in place with the Astros, and he turned it down. Now they have a spot for him, Arizona. Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, told us on KMOX that they were looking for a fit for Arenado and for them. He was very transparent about that with us. He told us that they were looking for a spot for him, that the two sides had talked this through, and that the best move forward was to find him a new team. And they have acquired a pitcher. Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch is reporting that it is right-handed pitcher Jack Martinez, and the Cardinals are trading Nolan Arenado and, as you can imagine, a pretty sizable amount of cash to the Diamondbacks for Martinez. We'll have much more on this during the Gas House Gang. Why the cash? Obviously, Arenado makes a lot of money, and so part of this deal would be to unload some of his salary to the Diamondbacks so that they can make this deal worthwhile for both sides. So we'll have much more. Gas House Gang's coming up at the top of the hour. I'm sure we've been waiting a long time to talk about it.
I kind of thought this. I was starting to think maybe we'll get to spring training and he's still on the roster, but they made the deal. So Tom, Bernie Miklas, you, me, we will be on. Also, the Giants are apparently, according to Passan, really aggressively pursuing Brendan Donovan, too.
Yeah, they're pursuing a second baseman. So they're looking at Nico Hoerner of the Cubs and Brendan Donovan. They're trying to get a deal done. The Giants would have a stellar infield if they could get either of those two, and that's what they're trying to do. And obviously this has an effect on a lot of different things that the Cardinals will do from here on out. It opens up a few things, too. So we'll sort all of that out for you. Don't go anywhere. Noon. Gas House Gang, the Arenado trade will be broken down.
That's right, Gas House Gang in about 19 minutes.
You know,
so thanks, Tom.
I remember when Tom Ackerman announced that we got Nolan Arenado. I remember where I was.
Where were you?
Finishing up a run in Forest Park and walking to the DeMunn Caldies, listening to KMOX, and I heard Tom Ackerman make the announcement.
Wow, how about that?
And now you're making the announcement that he's gone.
I remember where I was when we learned that Scott Rolen was traded to the Cardinals. Yeah. Bernie Miklas and I, along with Bob Nightingale, Bob helped us break that one, USA Today, on the air. I was at Rams training camp, of all places, doing Cardinals news. So, yeah, this is a big trade. And, you know, we'll go through it all in the Gas House Gang, but this is a guy who's going to be in Cooperstown. It has been a pleasure to see him play for the St. Louis Cardinals, but as we all know, there are reasons for this. The Cardinals are trying to get younger, And Arenado wants to go win a world championship, and the Cardinals are not in a position at the moment to do that. And the Diamondbacks, he must feel, are in a better spot.
Thank you, Tom. We'll talk again, like you said, at 12 o'clock. Back to Greg Damon,
yes,
our automotive expert. Greg, do they have vehicle safety inspections in Arizona?
Well, I'm not sure if they do or not. But it'll be nice to see Nolan Gorman get maybe a shot at third base.
Well, you think. I mean, we assume that's what's going to happen now. But, yeah. So, I mean, generally speaking, just before we say goodbye here, sorry we had to pop in with that breaking Cardinals news.
We're the mothership.
It's the flagship, dude.
Sorry. The flagship.
It's the flagship. We're talking about the safety inspections. It's not that big of a cost. It does seem like a hassle. Is there a way to streamline the process of a vehicle inspection, the safety inspection, the emissions, and maybe do it all at once or something?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We do the safety and emission all at one time. If it's required by your vehicle, we have all the equipment. And I should say, not just us. There's many auto repair shops that perform both services. So it just depends on what kind of car you have and what kind of inspection you're going to need.
Yeah, we are getting a lot of messages. I mean, a lot of people have strong feelings about whether or not, you should have safety inspections, you shouldn't have them, talking about you should have safety inspections and not emissions. But I think with some of the stuff, it is necessary. I was talking to my friend who's from another country and was just talking about when you have zero regulations on vehicles, like it became chaos. Not just are the streets not as safe, the highways aren't as safe. Like you said, you want to make sure someone around you is keeping up with their car, but also the pollution from the cars. And I kind of took it for granted that I know it's not perfect here. And ironically, I feel like the some of the stinkiest cars I've been around are like school buses, the yellow school buses that have all that exhaust. But at least we're trying.
Nope, 100%. Cars are made, as far as emission-wise, cars are awesome. They hardly have anything coming out of the tailpipe anymore with all the emission stuff that is on it, and they run so much more efficiently than they ever have. But for me, it's really the safety portion. I mean, Missouri's had some of the lowest insurance rates in the country. And we used to never hardly ever see cars broke down on the side of the road. You're seeing more and more cars broke down on the side of the road now. I don't know. I just think everybody should be safe. For businesses that do inspections, it's really a loss for us. As I said, it costs $12 for an inspection. We have to pay $1.50 for that sticker, and it takes about 45 minutes or an hour to do the inspection. So, it's really a loss for shops, but for the safety of all the people out on the road, I think it's a great bargain.
Greg Damon, automotive expert and general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. As always, we love talking cars with you. Thank you for bearing with us today through the breaking news.
It's all good. It's good breaking news.
Thank you.
Greg Damon on the show. The breaking news we're talking about, if you are just joining us, the Cardinals have, according to Jeff Passan, they have made a trade. Nolan Arenado is off to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So that deal does get done. And as Tom Ackerman, who popped in here for a few minutes, told us, this does feel like something that was a couple of years in the making because the Cardinals did attempt to make that deal, and he decided not to waive his no trade clause. That was back with the Houston Astros most recently. Also, there was interest from the Angels, and now a deal has been made. He is off to Arizona.
You know how we've been doing all these promos for the 100th anniversary of KMOX, that we are the voice of St. Louis through the heartbreaks and everything else. It really is true. Like, I feel like I've grown up with all of these voices, which is crazy because I'm not that much younger than Tom Ackerman. He just started so young. And so all of these voices have such authority, and I can think of big moments in history, whether it's news or sports, and who I was listening to, because you really do turn to KMOX. That being said, love Tom Ackerman's voice. If it's relevant when I die that we would announce it on KMOX, I want Tom Ackerman to do it.
Okay. I don't think you're going to get that call.
Well, if I think, like, if I die during the show, well, not while we're on the air, but while I'm still relevant to KMOX.
We'll just roll your chair out of here and we'll
No, but not while on the air, because then it will be self-evident. I just, no. just do this for the one thing for me, Ron. Just do this one thing for me. When I die, let Tom, have Tom Ackerman make the announcement.
Why is that such a big deal to you? Tom, of all people.
Because he's awesome. That was my
Tom
first.
Tom, of all people?
Yes, that was my fan.
I know, you've told me this. I don't get it.
Because he's
I love
awesome.
Tom, but what's the matter with you?
He's Who do not, you want to?
He's not Harry Styles. He's just Tom
he's
Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman's my Harry Styles.
That is so weird.
Who do you want to announce your death?
Nobody. I just want to fade away and nobody remembers.
I'm going to have Michael Calhoun do it, because that's very authoritative.
Bring back Alex Degman. Have him do it. He's a big. He loves me. Let Alex do it. Chris and Amy on KMOX. Yep, Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. We will have much more on the Nolan Arenado trade. He has been sent, or being sent, to the Arizona Diamondbacks, along with the Monkees. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. So the deal that we mentioned,
yep.
If you've been listening to the show in the last 20 minutes, you have heard that the Arizona Diamondbacks have traded for Nolan Arenado. The Cardinals are sending him to Arizona. The deal is official. The Cardinals have sent a press release within the last couple of minutes. So it's done. Done. Nolan Arenado, along with some money to the Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. Minor league pitcher Jack Martinez comes to the Cardinals in return. I've seen some reporting that the Cardinals are covering about 75% of Arenado's remaining contract money. So it's about $31 million, which is, you know, that's significant money. And they were obviously motivated to make that deal happen. They did open some things up, and the Arenado era in St. Louis is over. We do have the Gas House Gang coming up in minutes. It'll be Bernie and Tom and me, and we will talk that over. Evan Drellick is joining us from The Athletic as well.
A couple of texts as we finish up our show here. We were talking about vehicle safety inspections. A 636 says, keep the mandatory inspections. I'm all for smaller government, but the highways are not the forum for personal freedom. Another texter says licensing and registration requirements should include an in-person visit to a repair shop. One piece of pertinent information I'm not hearing is how many accidents are caused by lacking maintenance and associated damage, injury, and sadly, death. And I will say, like I said yesterday, I had to go to the repair shop. I do want to give a shout out. Dobbs Sunset Hills. Ronj.
Mm-hmm.
Connor. He is the one that had to deliver the bad news to me, because you know how when you get a call from the mechanics shop, the question is, how much is this going to cost?
Yeah.
Connor delivered the news very, very kindly, but he let me know my brakes were in pretty bad shape. And he goes, you know that grinding sound you said you heard? Yeah. He's like, that might have been the brakes and the pads wearing down.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What's the shout out for?
Because
he discovered that your car had several hundred dollars worth of damage.
I've had nothing but great experience. And as soon as they
they better be nice to you. They're about to take your money.
I've been to other shops that are not that nice. And also don't bring you home. Dobbs Sunset Hills brought me back home, so I didn't have to wait there for 4 hours.
Wow.
Anyway, I say this because I have, when it's just you. Right? Or just me. When you bring your car somewhere, you have to sit there the whole time. Anyway, they were very, very kind. So I just wanted to thank them. But he did say, relevant to the conversation, he's like, your car would not pass a safety inspection because the battery was on the fritz and the brakes were not good. But
I used to work with a guy named Fritz.
I like saying on the fritz.
Yeah. It's a good way to,
what
impart
does it
somebody
mean? I mean, I know what it means, but what is the etymology of on the fritz?
I don't know who Fritz is.
On the fritz. Find that out, Matt. What is on the fritz?
Hey, Matt, could you take a look at that real quick, if you wouldn't mind?
But anyway, I say that because I will say not all the places are kind and not all places are honest with how much it's going to cost or they upsell you.
My concern with the vehicle inspection is that I think ultimately, and this will take years, if it does go through, if they end up getting rid of it in Missouri, it will take a considerable amount of time before we know for sure, but I will guarantee you that in the end, I would bet money on this, that it will end up costing the state more money then it saves. And the same thing for people who then have to buy car insurance. I would almost guarantee that ultimately the costs are going to go up for people day to day.
There is no known origin of On the Fritz other than that it's a German name. There's the Hebrew word pritz, which means broken. That's just somebody speculating. But no known origin
for On the Fritz. Is this Google Gemini or is this Google?
This is Google.
Okay.
I don't believe it. How can there not be? There's a. How can there be no history to On the Fritz?
It's a Fritz, a common German name, sounds like a faulty electrical fuse.
That doesn't sound right.
It does sound. You know what's funny is it does sound like what your hair looks like when you get electrocuted because it sounds like frizzy, like on the Fritz. It sounds like you're
like the guy in Home Alone.
That's what I was just thinking. He looked like he was on the Fritz.
You could see
a skeleton.
Yep,
that part used to scare me as a kid so bad.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
So regarding the Arenado trade sent to the Diamondbacks, Arizona's paying $5 million for him this year, $6 million next year with $42 million left. That means the Cardinals are on the hook for $26 million for Arenado. Some of that is still coming from the Rockies. They're still paying some of the contracts. So bottom line is the Cardinals are also giving away about $26 million along with Arenado in the deal. Yes, Nolan Arenado has been officially traded to the Diamondbacks. Perfect time for the Gas House Gang to be coming up just in a matter of minutes. Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, Chris Ranji. We will break down this trade and more. This is the Chris and Amy Show and anything you missed on the Odyssey app, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Back tomorrow at 9 on KMOX.